Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Real Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I will talk about HDB flats in the Queenstown area. I have thought of doing this video after my recent heritage tour in Queenstown with a group of passionate volunteers. I visited many heritage places. I will come back to this later. My analysis will cover broadly three types of HDB flats with different remaining lists. I'll call them the old flats, the mature flats, and MOP flats. By comparing their performance, we can achieve two objectives. Firstly, if HDB flats in Queenstown are worth buying by analysing their performance against other housing estates. Secondly, is it better to buy an older flat and wait for sales? Or should you go for the newer flat that is more expensive but has a longer runway? Here, let's dive into Queenstown. First and foremost, I will analyse Queenstown HDB flats performance against all HDB estates. The line in orange is Queenstown performance from 2004 to 2024. It has fair, respectable 183% return to date against all HDB estate at 156%. Not too bad, right? If I compare it against other towns, Bishan has fair 162%. Jurong West has done 131%. And lastly, Punggol has done 148%. This means Queenstown HDB flats have outperformed the rest. Seriously, I also don't know why. However, I can only speculate that more MOP HDB flats they are fetching close to $1 million are part of the reasons. Let's look into Queenstown flats prices in details. Interestingly, back then the average PSF was only 250 per square feet. Property prices have risen over time with inflation and demand and supply consideration. Price hit a peak in 2013 at 620 per square feet. That was more than double in just 9 years. For those who cannot recall what caused the spike, let me hint you. It was something that led to the watershed general election in 2011. That is why some ministers have to vacate their seats due to their poor results. There is also a relook at government policy in ramping up BTO flats. The authority also revised their plans to build more 2 and 3 room HDB flats, to building more hawker centres and so on. Some will say, this is the norm, right? Sorry. Back then, that was not the norm. For those that are still young and have yet to vote, let Uncle Alan share with you. All eligible Singaporeans have a very powerful secret weapon. This is our vote. Our vote can lead to a shift in government policies. Coming back to prices, Queenstown flat prices remain flat from 2014 all the way to 2019. Why leh? Many reasons affect its performance, including the discussion of a depreciating lease. For those who are very optimistic, don't forget, property price go in cycles. Don't be overly bullish. If the market turn, you could be caught off guard. For our research, I have difficulties extracting data for HDB flats. Since most of HDB publicly available data are only limited to 12 months. Hence, I will select 3 areas in Queenstown with flats with different leases. The first cluster we are going to compare is those old flats from 160 to 169 Mailing to Stirling Road. Most of the flats have a 99 years lease from 1970. This means most of them have a remaining lease of 44 years. They are easily 55 years old. The flats in this area are mainly 3 and 4 room flats. From the chart, we can observe that prices appreciate over time, then peak in 2013, before coming down and hitting bottom in 2020. Before COVID came to the rescue, everything chong again. However, what is constantly in most buyer mind is, with a decaying lease, is it still worthwhile buying them? What is the upside? Sirs, will it even happen in this area? There is always speculation that this will be the next Tanglin Halt sir exercise. Seriously, I also don't know. This ultimately depends on the government of the day and the need to reuse this piece of land. However, based on recent BTO projects launched in this area, it only means one thing. HDB has a land reserve to build more BTO flats. Why bother to go into SERS and subject yourself to scrutinize like the Amokyo SERS project? Why not let VER take its place instead? You come and find me, not I come and find you. Hence, don't expect a red angpao from me. The next cluster of flats we are going to compare are the mature flats from 143 to 149 Mailing Street. These flats have lease start from 1995. This means they are left with 70 years and are 29 years old. The flats in this area consist of mainly 4, 5 and executive flats. Not surprisingly, the flats during this era are highly sought after for their generous space and practical design. That is why flats located from Toh Tak to Bishan to Ang Mo Kio to Serangoon Central are highly popular with resale buyers. From the chart, we can observe that prices have continued to appreciate since 2006. Even with the debate on the decaying lease, these flats are less impact because they are relatively younger compared to their neighbors across the street. This is an interesting observation to take note of. Steady right, watch my video. I'm sure you learn something. The last cluster of flats we are going to compare are these MOP flats known as Skyview at Dawson. They are located along Dawson Road. These flats have leases from 2016. This means they have a remaining lease of 91 years. They are easily 9 years old. The flats in this area consist of mainly 3, 4 and 5 room flats. They are replacement flats to house those affected by previous sale exercise. The remaining units are then put up for sales as sales of balance flats. From the chart, during the onset of MOP, we can observe that many units are sold as most owners who have doubled their initial investment. Can make money, sure sell one. Subsequently, prices continue to inch upwards even with a lower transaction volume. This is in line with the strong demand for public flats. Interestingly, at 1,002 per square feet for the typical 4-room flat, this is still relatively cheaper than most resale condos around the vicinity that are calling for 2,200 per square feet and above. Whether you see value in a HDB flat or more flexibility in a private condo, this is ultimately your personal preference. As mentioned, is it better to buy an older flat, a mature one, or the MOP flat with more runway? What better way to compare their numbers? Firstly, let's go deeper into a 4-room old flat in Mei Ling Street. Currently, the average price is around $466,000 based on the past 10 transactions. If I use a very simple comparison by dividing the average price by the remaining lease, in this case, these flats have a remaining lease of 49 years. If I further break it down into its freehold value using the bala table, this means its freehold value today is $345,000. The annual depreciation is $7,000 per annum. For the mature flat, the average price is around $688,000 and its annual depreciation is $8,005. As for the MOP flat in Skyview at Dawson, the average price is around $1 million and its annual depreciation is $10,500. It seems that the older flat is more attractive per se due to its lower annual depreciation. However, one must be cautious on the shorter lease as its value will depreciate downwards as the property becomes older and nearer its end of lease. However, based on my market observation, flat prices for older flats continue to climb, defying all odds in the past years. This makes me wonder, how accurate is the bala table in the Singapore context? Let's sum up. Regarding the performance of HDB flats in Queenstown as compared to other towns, let us take a pinch of salt on the results. I believe there are a lot of variables that affect its performance. Most importantly, buying a HDB flat is not about making money. If you want to make money, please invest in private property instead. Coming back to the age of the flat, whether you are going for an old one or the new one, it ultimately boils down to your budget and preference. An aging flat in Queenstown looks attractive based on its entry price. However, those who commit have to live with the uncertainty ahead. For those that go for the mature flat, I think this is mainly for those who cherish space and affordability. And for those who go for MOP flats, they are newer but smaller in sizes. But the range of amenities and spectacular view will make up for the shortfall. As long as you buy with a long-term horizon, don't overstretch your finance. Go for it. Go chase after the rainbow, as what our founding father has said. Queenstown, after all, is a very livable estate to live in with wet markets, hawker centres, religion buildings, park connectors, gardens, greeneries, and most importantly, the proximity to the city. Some call it the next Tiong Bahru. Before we end this video, let me share with you that I just attended this event, my Tanglin Hawk Heritage Tour, organised by My Community. My Community is a non-profit organisation that works to capture and preserve community stories, reconnect people to its places and social network, and deepen heritage appreciation and expression across the country. He also advocates for greater community involvement in culture management and urban governance processes. He started their work in Queenstown by engaging the community, organizing guided tours of the area, and blogging about community affairs. In 2015, My Community was registered as a charity under the Charity Act. A year later, it was minted as an institution of a public character. My Community is supported by an army of 500 volunteers who work with a neighbor team of staff to organize guided tours, exhibitions, festivals, and other arts, heritage, and placemaking programs in Queenstown and beyond. You can visit their website and events in the links in the description below. To part it off, I got a history question for all of you. Did the Queen ever visit Queenstown itself? Don't Google it. Make a guess first. This is something I learned from the heritage tour in Queenstown. That's all, and see you in the next video.